Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
And good morning. It is 8:11 right here on a Wanted Wednesday on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
I'm Lucas McFadden. Our friends from the York County Sheriff's Office, and they join us in the studio. We have Walter Beck and Trent Ferris. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We have a Fort Mill theme this edition of Wanted Wednesday.
Yeah. There you go.
This is Wanted Wednesday on Palmetto Mornings.
Hashtag Wanted Wednesday.
On WRHI 100.1. You can listen on the app.
Oh, man.
The role of Lucas McFadden has just been recast. Please join Palmetto Mornings weekdays with Patty Mercer and Walter Beck.
Please send coffee.
Thank you. The role has been recast like they do in soap operas.
That would be so funny. Gosh. I know, right?
Oh, my Lord. It's one of those days. All right. So it is a Fort Mill theme this week. I'm going to shut up and let you guys do what you do best.
That's a hard intro.
It's your show now.
Yeah. Oh my God. It literally just goes to show how like you could do this job. I promise you. You just nailed the audition process.
Folks, Lucas is a trained professional. Yeah. Can't say that enough.
Yeah, exactly.
This week, one thing that we do a lot at the sheriff's office is we work a lot with the other agencies, the detectives. We all work together. We all talk to each other. And the Fort Mill Police Department detectives, they need some help with a B&E auto case that occurred on Saturday morning, February 9th. Several vehicles were entered in an event in Fort Mill, and credit cards were stolen from the vehicles. Surveillance footage from that event showed an older model black GMC Yukon XL leaving the area of the car break-ins. Minutes later, if you're watching on Comporium 1103, right?
That's
See,
it.
There you go.
It's not easy, is
it's
it?
It's not. This is hard. This is a lot of stuff to remember. If you're watching, you can see the pictured white female and unknown black male that were using the stolen credit cards in Rock Hill and Charlotte minutes after they were stolen from Fort Mill. So if you've got any information on that, please give us a call at Crime Stoppers or call the Fort Mill Police Department and ask for Detective Gregory.
All right, we have a smash and grab.
Yeah, another Fort Mill case here on Tuesday, March 12th, between 1:20 p.m. and 1:50 p.m., so right in the middle of the day, the back right window of a 2012 Hyundai Azera?
Azera, right.
Was smashed while at the Planet Fitness up in Fort Mill at Crossroads Plaza in Fort Mill. A black Michael Kors purse was stolen, and the victim's credit cards, again, were used at a Walmart on South Tryon Street up in North Charlotte, Huntersville area, to purchase $2,000 in gift cards. The suspect who purchased the gift cards is in we have photos of that person, so we'll have those up online later today, or they should be already. Mm-hmm. So if you can identify that person, please give us a call at Crime Stoppers. It's a black male. He's wearing an orange shirt.
And they get gift cards. Yeah. With the stolen credit cards.
Exactly.
And what's the theory? Why do they do that? It's easier. They can't track the gift cards once it's...
They believe that they can't be
tracked. They believe that they can't be tracked. But, I mean, aren't retailers kind of paying attention?
Yes. Yeah. Technology has caught up, you know, with a lot of these crimes.
Yes.
What was a great crime in 2008 doesn't work that well in 2019.
Man, so. And this happens, sadly, at a lot of fitness centers, either in the morning or in the afternoons like this.
Because people are focused on hurry up, get off work, get in here, get my workout, get home, cook dinner, play with the kids, help them with their homework, and then they're not focused on... You know, I need to make sure that I don't have my valuables in here. I need to make sure that my stuff that I do leave in my vehicle is hidden and out of sight so I don't make it tempting for somebody to smash the window.
That's true. So just hide those valuables and lock your car doors. Mm-hmm. All right, we have multiple break-ins in 15 minutes.
That's right.
Or less than 20, yeah.
Late Sunday night, early Monday morning, March 18th, between 12:30 a.m. and 12:42 a.m., York County deputies responded to three different alarms at businesses in the Fort Mill area. Two were on West Highway 160 at the Juice Bar and Witt's Frozen Custard near Baxter Village. The third alarm was at the Subway on Highway 21 near Regent Park. At each business, deputies found smashed front glass doors. However, at the Subway, the burglars stole the cash drawer, but the joke was on them because there was nothing in it because you don't leave money in the cash drawer
they
overnight.
They did that for the frozen yogurt place, too.
And that's a brand new place.
These are not big businesses.
Yeah, I mean, these are small. Yeah, the Juice Bar, Witt's Frozen Custard, these are small mom-and-pop locally owned businesses. You know, the Subway, it's a big chain, but those are locally owned. You know, you're hurting local business owners who have to pay $200 just for the register that they stole. It had nothing in it, and then the cost to replace these glass doors. Luckily, we've got video footage shows two suspects involved in these burglaries, one of whom is wearing a sweatshirt and a black covering over their face, and it looks like they left in a dark colored Volkswagen that's possibly a Beetle.
I think we at one of our meetings yesterday, it could be a Sonata, Hyundai Sonata. Also, it's one of those little itty bitty black cars, those real tiny compact cars.
I mean, what's the scenario? I can't help but just think, why? You know,
maybe
because smaller places.
Maybe because they are smaller. They believe they can get
in
and out.
Easy in, easy out.
As soon
leaving
so.
The money in the drawer.
And that's one thing that we do at the Sheriff's Office. Our crime prevention officer, Corporal Morehouse, works a lot with local businesses to make sure that if they are targeted by something like this, that they've taken the steps to make their loss as small as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have a late edition of Crime for Wanted Wednesday about a Rock Hill burglary.
Right. On Friday, March 8th, this is a detective field trip over at Rock Hill PD. He's looking for a pretty brazen crime here on the 8th, just before 3 o'clock in the afternoon, broad daylight. Police responded to the burglary off of Johnson Street here in Rock Hill. The victim reported a suspect described as an older black male wearing a black hoodie, black pants, black toboggan, black gloves, tried to get into the home while the victim was still inside. The victim yelled at him, and apparently he was startled by that, and he ran off and ran across the street and got into a gray or silver sedan, possibly a Hyundai or a smaller sedan-type car, and fled down Green Street in Rock Hill. So, it's middle of the day. Lots of light out there. If anybody saw anything, just give us a call. We should have pictures and video up of that suspect here soon once we get some technical difficulties figured out.
That's all right. Well, once again, Wanted Wednesday's a big success. You guys, we certainly appreciate it. And how do folks get in touch with you guys if they see or hear anything that can lead to the arrest?
It's easy. Just pick up your phone, cell phone, the old hanger on the wall at your house, 1-877-409-4321. You could do that, or you can go to yorkcountysheriff.com, click on the big Crime Stoppers stop sign button right there on the front side of our webpage, and you can click on another thing to submit a tip online.
Trent Ferris, Walter Beck again with the York County Sheriff's Office. It is Wanted Wednesday, guys. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.